Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. It's a Monday. It's apparently snowing again. I don't know. I don't even want to open the window here, or the blind, I should say. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was fabulous. It was wonderful. It was cold. And now I'm looking up right at the situation that I wanted to talk about to start the pre-show. And that's this flight from Denver that was on its way to Honolulu that – the one engine caught fire, a piece of it dropped, a bunch of it dropped, but a big piece of it dropped into a Denver suburb, and you could see the video out the window of the plane. There are people on the plane. There's the engine is burning. All right, there's a couple things. And now, the knee-jerker, I guess the first reaction from a lot of people is, oh, my gosh, this is unreal. And now, I have my friend Chuck was on his way to go skiing, and he is in Telluride, okay? So he was leaving Saturday morning. I thought for sure he'd be on that plane when I heard it was in Denver. I thought because it's his luck. But it ended up he was not on that plane. That was from Denver to Honolulu, right? There's a couple things. One, you want to hear a weird thing? That makes me want to fly more. It gives me more confidence in flying.
Really?
Yes.
The fact that they got it down out of the sky without anyone being injured, really, despite the fact that the engine was on fire and all that, you're like, hey, you know what? If they can handle that, they can handle anything.
Bingo. The fact that something that catastrophic looks to have happened, the thing's on fire, one of the engines blown out, and the guy is on the pilot goes on the air, goes onto the radio, and is just like, mayday, mayday, mayday. We need to turn. And then the tower goes left or right, return to DEI or Denver Airport, whatever. Return to DEI, return. And he goes left or right. And the pilot's just like, we're going to make a left. We're going to bank left. Mayday, we're coming back. And then, okay, it happened. Like, you see that situation and you would think it's so frantic. And they're just like, hey, hold up. We got it. We'll figure it out. It makes me feel even more at ease. In a weird way.
I see what you're – well, I can see what you're saying, but I – see, for me, I'm the one in the family that – like, my wife likes to fly because it's easier to get places, but oftentimes just is – for some reason, she's just got a mental thing with flying. She's not very good at it. So I don't know why, but whatever. I'm the one that has to sit there and, like, have their hand squeezed and be the calm one, right? I'd have a real hard time, Colin, being the calm one. If I just happen to I hear a big bang, and then I look out the window, and the engine's on fire. I'd be like, no, everything's good, babe. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm sure they'll just turn it around and set it down, and everybody will be fine. And so very rarely am I disconcerted on a flight. I'm one of those people that could close my eyes, fall asleep. You could go through a thunderstorm, bounce around all over the place. I might open one eye just to make sure everything's still in one piece, and right back to sleep. I have no problem with it usually, but that would be one of those moments where I may have a warm trickle down the inside of my leg.
Oh, in the moment, I might be a little tight, but I'll tell you this. As soon as we landed and they debriefed us, they were like, I would also say this because I'm a big believer in – I'm not as big as Neil Huntington – but I'm a pretty big believer in probability and stuff. Yes. I would say, okay, we just landed. Can we get on a plane right now? Is there one right now? And they'd say, well, why? There's a lot of people shaking up. Well, the chances of it happening again can't be good right now, considering all the planes that fly in the world and considering all the planes that have ever flown in the world and it's never happened and it just happened. Can we get another one right now and go? Like, that's my thinking. Like, what's the chances it's going to happen again? Let's go.
You got a point. You do, but here's the problem. Honolulu from Denver is not a place where you can be like, you know what? Bleep it. We're just renting a car. We'll drive overnight. I don't care. I'm not getting back. If somebody were at that point, right, where they're like, I'm not getting back on a plane. I'm just not. I'm sorry. You can't drive from Denver to Honolulu. It's not happening.
Right.
You want to go to that vacation place in Hawaii? Guess what? You got to suck it up and get back on a plane. That's tough.
Well, the other part, too, that sucks is all for those people, besides the engine blowing off, is that you have the whole contiguous or whatever it's called, United States, is blanketed in gripping ice storms, rain, and or snow right now. The whole thing. All of it except, like, Florida. And these people are able to get out. They're like, I'm out of here. And it could have not just all been originating in Denver. There's a lot of people that probably started on the East Coast. That's the connecting flight. And they're like, where are you going? I'm going to Honolulu. You're going to Honolulu. My gosh, great for you. You're getting out of here, right? Maybe some are from Houston, and they walked to Dallas to get a different flight so that they could get out of there. And the power's been out. It's salvation, and they're able to go to Honolulu. And they get up in the air, and the first thing they hear about 3 minutes into the flight is, what's that? Mayday, mayday, mayday. Oh, my. I was dreaming. All I needed to do was gut it up over the Pacific for, like, whatever it is, 6 hours or whatever. I got to gut it up, and I'm going to have a swimsuit on. And with the time change, I'll be there. It'll be a little later today. We're good. I'm going to get a drink tonight. I'm going to go for a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
And bang. Now I'm here at Denver's
all of a sudden,
airport.
It's all going to end for me somewhere in western Colorado.
Right. I mean, yikes. It's not like they were going from Denver to Tacoma. You know, not
right. Or even like, you know, Denver to anywhere.
Right.
As soon as that plane touched back down, I'd be like, all right, deep breath. Everybody grab it. Let's get our stuff. And we'll just get in the car and we'll drive to Salt Lake City or wherever we're going. But, man, you got a Hawaiian vacation staring at you on the other side. And then, like you said, all of a sudden, bang, some loud noise, any loud noise on a plane. Like, again, I'm typically the one who can sleep through anything on a plane. But if I happen to be awake and I hear it could just be like one of the bathroom doors slamming shut too hard. I look around because I just want to know what the hell's going on. I'm 50,000 feet in the air. I'm trusting in this comes back to your point at the start of this thing, to be quite honest. I'm trusting in you people who are hopefully highly trained technicians sitting up in that cockpit to make sure everything's fine, even if it's not 100% perfectly fine. It's good enough, right? And you're going to get us to where we need to go in one piece. But when I hear that loud noise, it gives me a second to do I trust these people? Do they have us in the palm of their hand? They're going to carry us safely like a little baby bird to wherever we need to be. And I guess, like I said, to your point, they did just that.
Well, yeah.
Even when the engine blew up.
I was putting two and two together and really thinking about this story, right? I'm like really thinking about this and trying to connect all the dots here. It's also Colorado, and it's also about to be a long flight. So there's people whose gummies haven't kicked in yet, right? And so there are people that happens to, and then they land, and then they are back at the Denver airport high as hell for what they thought was going to be in the air, as hell, just to kind of kill the flight away before they landed in Hawaii. And now they are just – they don't know how to handle their buzz. They're miserable. They're sitting at the airport. They don't know what to do. They thought they were just going to kick back, have a drink, fall asleep on this plane and go all the way. And now they've just ruined their buzz. Like what? Because they're
You better hope you got the right stuff.
Right.
If not, you're going to be all tweaked out.
Right. Right. Like because there. Believe me, there's got to be more than a handful of people who were in that boat. Whenever what? This happened? Oh, gosh. And now I'm just about to be real high, and I was going to just fall asleep on this plane and wake up. Aloha means hello. And what? I'm back in Denver? And there's a guy's got a big thing in his yard that's a metal hunk that fell off of this plane. The other part of it, too, as I'm thinking about this whole situation, is that guy. How about that guy walking outside? Hey, what are you doing? Well, it's a Sunday. I was going to go out. I went to check my mail, but then I remembered it's a Sunday. What the hell just fell in my yard?
Or you know, you're sitting in your house, and like you said, it's a Sunday afternoon, maybe a sunny Sunday afternoon, right? And we were just talking about this yesterday. Like, you hear funny noises in the house when the sun starts to beat down on the snow and it melts and icicles are falling off the house. You hear a thud every once in a while from outside. Could you imagine hearing that dull thud? And you're like, oh, stupid icicles. And maybe, like you said, you wander out a little bit later to get the mail. And there's a giant hunk of an aircraft engine sitting in your front yard. What the?
Yeah, and you go out.
What do you even do?
Boeing, and it's smoking. And you go, I mean, who do you call? I guess you call the police, and you're like, hey, listen, I know you get weird calls all the time. You're never going to believe this one. But there's an, well, where did it come from? Well, the sky. I guess it fell. Oh, okay. All right, we'll be right out.
I call United and immediately offer it back to them in return for
lifetime pass,
a round trip, round trip flight to Europe or something.
I have some information on something you may want, sir. hey, I'm going to need to talk to your boss.
Anything?
Right. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to give me a lifetime flight on a different airline, right? Because I don't know if I'm going.
Because I don't trust you.
Right, but. Here's the deal. You have there's a piece of your property in my yard. And the thing about it was that big circle that like encases the engine too. I mean, it was gigantic. Mm-hmm. It looked like I don't even know what it looked like. It looked like they're showing it again online here. This is incredible. But man, I bet it was pretty. The thing about it, it's probably pretty scary for the people on the ground too, who are then thinking like, his words getting out as the plane is still in the air. What else is going to fall down? Like, what else is going to, you know,
go hide inside?
Whew, gosh. Anyhow, get me on that. Get me on that next plane because the chances are no good that it's not going to happen again. So get me on the next one, Hawaii. What a Hawaiian. And you know, last thing before we get out of here, before we start the show. Those people that were on that plane are probably still at the hotel or something this morning. Like, they're all, oh, man. What a just a ruined vacation. That's tough.
Yes.
Tough to swallow. We got lots of talk. I'm going to ask Ed Bouchette about that. Or maybe Ed. That'd be Ed's luck. He'd be on that. Well, I'm trying to get to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, you know. It was like 8 years ago. Oh, and then the engine blew out in Denver. So we talked to Ed at 7, Scott Burnside coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We talk hockey. We talk football. We talk lots of different things. We have the 5 in the 6 o'clock hour. Get money. We're going to tell you how to win some money. We've been pretty good at that, by the way. Lots to get going. Good morning to you. It's a Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.